We are about to start some jazz music here on WHUS 91.7 FM, Storrs, Connecticut, Radio for the People. And let's get right into it with Mike Stern here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you. All right. Yes. Rocking out to start out tonight's show. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Couple hours of great jazz music ahead of you. And we started out with Mike Stern. And he put out a brand new album here in 2009 called Big Neighborhood. And we heard the track called Check One. And that one features Mike Stern on guitar, John Medeski on Hammond organ and clavinet, Billy Martin on drums, Chris Wood on bass, and Bob Malik on saxophone. And I dig that album. I actually just picked it up a few days ago and listening to it. A lot of special guests on this. Each track seems to have a little bit of a twist to it in its lineup. And we're going to hear another one from the album. And this one features Richard Bona on bass. And it's called Reach.
Yeah.
Django Reinhardt from a track I picked up off the internet, The Best of Django Reinhardt, digitally remastered. You heard the track called Topsy, and I don't really know that much about that track, probably recorded back in the 40s. Could it be Sidney Bechet on clarinet on that? I'm not sure. But a great, great track. I enjoyed that. That is by request from one of our podcast listeners all the way from Belgium. And isn't it great what the internet and podcasting can do? From Belgium, then that was requested by Jaron de Klerk. So I'm glad you're listening. Thank you. Before that, we heard from Fareed Haq. And his group is called the Flat Earth Ensemble. And the album, album I really enjoy and played a lot during 2009 called Flat Planet. And we heard the track called The Chant. And we started that out with Mike Stern, the second track we heard from his album, Big Neighborhood. And we heard a piece entitled Reach. And that features, let's see, Mike Stern on guitar, Richard Bona on bass, Dave Weckl on drums, Bob Francischina on saxophone, and Jim Beard on keyboards. Having a little trouble talking, still working on getting better from this cold and sore throat, but I'm doing my best to hang in there. All right, time now is 7:25, and this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken, and I did two straight weeks of the best or my favorite albums from 2009, and really hadn't even gotten near the end of that pile of CDs and tracks that I wanted to play. There's so many good artists that put out some great recordings in 2009, so we're still playing a lot of new music. One of those great CDs that came out was from Rudreth Mahanthapa, and I hadn't gotten to this in the previous 2 weeks, and I definitely wanted to play this album because I really like it. And the album is called Opti, and it's called the Indo-Pak Coalition. featuring Rudresh Mahanthappa on alto sax, Reza Bassi on guitar, and Dan Weiss on tablas and percussion. So we're going to hear a track from this one called Palika Market. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, yes, those last two tracks featured a fine young guitarist whose name is Ben Maunder. And in the last track, it was with Noah Preminger's group from Noah's album called Dry Bridge Road. And we heard the track called Sax of a Kind. And that one featured Noah Preminger playing tenor sax and doing a fine job at that. Ben Maunder on guitar, John Hebert on bass, and Ted Poor on drums. That is a great album, Dry Bridge Road. That one came out back in 2008. Before that, we heard from Ben Maunder's album called Oceana, and that was released way back in 2005. And that features Ben Maunder on guitar, Theo Blackman on voice, Kermit Driscoll on bass, and Ted Poor on drums. Album is Oceana. But the one you heard was called Echolalia. And as I look at tonight's playlist, we're featuring a lot of guitarists, starting out with Mike Stern and Fareed Haq, and of course Django Reinhardt, and Rudresh's group, Indo-Pak Coalition, features Rez Abbasi on guitar. So we're playing a lot of guitarists here. It wasn't really planned that way, but I look at the playlist and I see that's where the direction we're headed. And we're going to feature another fine guitarist, one who plays quite a bit with Chris Potter. But this is an album on his own. The guitarist's name is Adam Rogers. We're going to hear from him. His album's called Apparitions. And we're going to hear a track called Continuance. ¶¶
Thank you. más cierto es que no pito. Ay, 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 me querís. Ay, 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 me querís. Ay, ay, ay. Voy a hacerme un cigarrito con mi bolsa tabaquera. Lo fumo, boto la cola y recójalo el que quiera. Ay, ay. Cuando amanezco con frío, prendo un cigarro de vara y me caliento la cara con el cigarro encendido. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay, 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 me querí. Ay. Cigarro de vara y me caliento la cara con el cigarro encendido. Ay, ay, ay.
Time now is 8 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Yeah, that one is smoking. Whew. Seamus Blake, who is a fine tenor saxophone player out of New York City. We've had the pleasure of seeing Seamus Blake play a number of times, both in New York City and in the Hartford area, actually. And that is from an album released this year called Live in Italy. And you heard the track called The Jupiter Line. And that is the Seamus Blake Quartet featuring Seamus himself on tenor sax, David Kikoski on piano, Rodney Green on drums, Danton Bowler on bass. Yeah, that was definitely a cooking track. All right, before we heard Seamus Blake, we heard from Claudia Acuna from a new album called En Este Momento, and we heard the track called El Cigarrito, the cigarette. All right, before that, from Adam Rogers, his album's called Apparitions, and we heard Continuance, and that is Adam Rogers on guitar. A good lineup on this. Adam Rogers, as I said, on guitar. Ed Simon on piano. The great Chris Potter on sax. Scott Colley on bass, and Clarence Penn on drums. So definitely dug that set. That was a long set.